Chapter 6.
Kenth Hamner should never have taken Luke Skywalker's chair at the council meetings. Not because he was unworthy of it, but because Jedi were not soldiers. They honored beings rather than rank. And if a leader expected to command their obedience, he first had to win their respect. Kenth saw that now, and he knew it had been a terrible mistake to claim the trappings of Grand Master before proving that he deserved them. At the time, he had believed that assuming the title would cement the support of the Order behind him. Instead, it had done just the opposite, reminding the Jedi that he was not Luke Skywalker, that he was, in fact, a replacement foisted on them by an ex-Imperial Chief of State who had once stood for everything the Jedi opposed. And the problem with Dalla herself was much the same. She was old-school military, very much the ex-admiral who believed she deserved not only deference, but immediate and unquestioning obedience. Sadly for all, the Jedi saw her in a much different light, as little more than a former enemy who had not yet earned their trust or their respect. The combination was a recipe for the disaster it had become, and Kenth could see in the hard faces around him that Han Solo's inability to win a graceful victory had only pushed matters to the brink of cataclysm. With the exception of Luke himself, all the current members of the Jedi Council were there, either in the chamber or, in the case of Cam and Tian Solasar, attending via holonet. Corran Horn was staring into the speaking circle with one of those saucer-eyed, gazing-into-the-core expressions that never seemed to leave his face these days. Flanking him were Kyle Katarn and Kip Duran, their lips tight with the anger they were biting back. To Kent's right sat Saba Sebatine, her scaly tail extended through the chair's comfort slot, the tip twitching and rasping on the Larmel stone floor. Opposite the Barabel, Silgal sat upright and motionless, her hands grasping the armrests of her chair and her bulbous eyes all but hidden by their membranous covers. Next to the Mon Calamari sat the Council's newest member, a golden mountain of fur and fangs, whom Kenth himself had nominated. Standing a full head taller than most Wookiees, with a boxy snout and a thin line of white fur covering a scar across her throat, Barat Kel was of a species that had been enslaved by the Empire because of its great strength and endurance, the Yuuzhan. In contrast with her fierce appearance and powerful build, she had an abundance of patience and good-natured common sense that were all too rare on the Council these days. Octoramus, of course, was on her feet, her brow lowered in anger, her fist banging like a slammed door as she struck it against her palm.
"Holding them hostage," she was saying. "This we can no longer permit. We have shown the entire galaxy that Valen and Gisela no longer pose a danger to anyone, and the time has come to demand their return or to recover them ourselves."
Kenth closed his eyes, retreating into his thoughts and silently urging Nek Bwatu to awaken from his coma. Together, he and Bwatu could force Dalla and the Council to come to terms and to end this thing. But Kenth was himself in no position to extract the necessary concessions from Dalla, and that left him with only two options: accede to his master's demands for action, or continue stalling and hope Bwatu awoke soon. Since only one of those choices did not lead to more violence between the Jedi and the government they were sworn to serve, his choice was clear.